On this Friday, it's time for our weekly chat featuring weekend arts and cultural events with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. They start this week with a mention of a production by Lexington's Studio Players.
Rich, after a few tense months, it looks like Studio Players has a very funny show coming up.
They opened Whodunit Darling last weekend, and Candace Chaney, our theater critic, wrote about how, you know, coming out of all of the election angst and everything, that it was good to be in the theater and just laugh at a, you know, really openly funny show. It is written by Charles Pogue, who is a Georgetown resident. He has had a career in Hollywood, though, writing scripts for films like The Fly and several other screen scripts. But when he was first getting started, he and Larry Drake, who you may remember from L.A. Law, wrote this kind of homage to old movies, like the Thin Man movies, and they set that kind of setting at a dude ranch. So kind of combining the Western and urban sophistication there, and Candace says it's just a whole lot of fun. And looking at Best Bets, it looks like we're starting to get hints of the holidays coming up.
We have the Nutcracker coming up. The Kentucky
Nutcracker already.
Already, before Thanksgiving. The Kentucky Ballet Theater will be presenting the Nutcracker at Transy at Hagen Hall. And shows are at 2 and 7 Saturday, so you don't want to miss that. And another classic, at least here in Central Kentucky, is Southern Lights. As started at the Kentucky Horse Park, and if you've never been, it's miles of these lighted displays that you drive through.
It's been a while since I've been through because our kids have gotten older, but I remember when they were younger, that was every Christmas, go drive through the lights.
And they do add new lighted displays every year, and they always have the festival inside the visitor center too, so they're always something new to see. And so that does start Friday and goes through the 31st.
Well, and one thing, another sign that the year is winding down, we have the last gallery hop of 2016 coming up Friday night. And one very cool show that I got to go take a look at is a Rodney Hatfield show at New Editions Gallery. And Rodney is probably known to a lot of people more for his musicianship with groups like Tin Can Buddha. He plays harmonica and sings with a very, very distinctive rasp, but he also has a very distinctive art, and it'll be on full display. And at Gallery Hop, at some point, there's going to be a little pop-up performance by some members of Tin Can Buddha. Ooh. So that'll be something to watch out for. Now, if you are looking for just flat-out music, a couple of attractions coming up this weekend include Corey Smith, who's a very popular singer-songwriter, will be at Manchester Music Hall on Friday night, and down in Danville at Center College on Saturday, we've got David Crosby, who at 75 years old is still very active, still recording music, playing music, and obviously performing music.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and lexco.com. You can also find lists of arts and cultural activities at weku.fm.